this good day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too. I lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this good day.
Probably wouldn't, if I were left to my own devices, have found this or played this just as a matter of fact. But it happens that this superheroine, Electra Woman, is with us right now. I've got goosebumps, Jennifer.
I know, me too.
Huh?
Me too.
I wonder how long it's been since Deirdre Hall heard that. How long?
You are reading my mind.
Am I?
Oh, my gosh. It took me a second. I thought, gosh, that sounds familiar. Oh, my gosh.
All right. One of the...
Hi, Doug. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
I think Roberta's looking awesome.
That's full of all those moldy oldies.
Yeah, we have moldy oldie goody goldies from our rusty rack of wrinkled records. 1970, you were the superheroine Electra Woman, and Electra Woman and Dinah Girl. Now, as so I was through puberty by then, so it didn't affect me as much as it did other people. You're very attractive now, and you were attractive
then.
You're
still not through puberty. Don't lie to her.
Oh.
Honey, he was well past it by then, but
yeah,
anyway.
Right. Thank you very much. So how is it that somebody who doesn't – I get the feeling that when you were a young person, you weren't really sure of what you wanted to do. Is that an accurate assumption?
You know, I don't know that anybody really is, and my ambition was to be a hairdresser, and I ended up – you know, when I was in high school and college doing some modeling and coming to L.A., and then shamefully just fell into acting. I know people that want it for their whole lives don't like to hear that, but it was one of those things that was just in my path.
Mm-hmm. And as you don't get out of the way of the train, you just jump on it, right?
Ride the horse the direction that it's going.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So how many different television shows has Deirdre Hall been in over the years? Have you kept count?
No, I did a lot of episodic just to survive, obviously. But in series work, I did Days of Our Lives, and I did a show called Emergency as a recurring character.
Right.
And I did a show called Our House with Wilford Brimley.
Oh, that was a great show.
I remember that show. I love that show.
Yeah, that was a good show.
And
so you're
still on the Inspiration Channel.
Are you?
Yeah, it's airing every night.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But you played Dr. Marlena Evans on Days of Our Lives for how long? Do you care to admit?
I played her for 32 years, and then I went away for a few years, and now I'm back.
Uh-huh.
I love that. I love it. That's the thing about soaps that are so cool is that you really become a part of people's lives, and you can go away, and you can come back, and it's a good medium.
Well, it's a family. We're in their room, in their house every single day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And I should tell you that I'm back this Monday, the 26th, with my leading man, Drake Hogeston, who plays John Black. And it's a whole show reboot. We have done a wonderful job, they have done, of creating the Days of Our Lives the people loved 15 years ago. No more drug addiction, no more prostitution, no more gangs, no more thugs. It's now back to love stories and adventures. So please have people that have enjoyed watching me join me again on Monday the 26th. Days of
and you're not going to be possessed anymore, right?
No, but wasn't that fabulous?
That was fantastic.
This is a sidebar. Yeah, love that possession stuff.
All right, so tell us what it's like to be prepared. The fact that there have been many people on these, the fact, we actually have two things here. One of them, I pay tribute to all of these people, many of them who have been on these soap operas for years and years and years. And then we get a little cussy about the fact that, what, three or four of the major ones have been canceled.
I'm heartbroken. I'm an All My Children fan. Today's the last day.
Oh, I know. I'm so upset myself.
So why? What was going on? Is it just all money? What's the? They call them soap operas because they're originally sponsored by the big soap companies.
Right.
And so what, is there no more sponsorship for them? Why are they going away?
No, you know what? It's you know, the subject is business. And the truth is that it's a fairly expensive hour to produce every day. And so shows that have not been able to really sort of live within those confines have had a hard time surviving. We've done it because Greg Ming and Noel, our new producers and our new head writers, have figured out a way, have cracked the code on how to put a quality show on the air and not make it as expensive.
So when
truth is that we do it by being efficient.
Deirdre Hall is here with us from Days of Our Lives and so many other great television shows. Have you ever done an episodic show other than Days of Our Lives? You said you're in an emergency, but I'm not sure I call that episodic. The special, you know, the sorts of things that you might see when they did the Thornbirds and things like that. For some reason, I got you in my head as doing one of those special episodic shows.
I didn't know. I've done miniseries, which may be what you're thinking of.
Yeah, that's okay. Done, yeah, so. Right. A miniseries, better term. Yeah, which one did you do?
Oh my gosh! And the Sea Will Tell. I can't even think. I've done Perry Mason. I've done.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I have to yank out my resume. It's
you know, isn't
so
it interesting how you do that? People say, "Oh, do you remember when you did this?" I remember when I did that. And people think when you are an actress or an actor and you were in these either good movies or television programs, you'll remember. And if you've done tons of them like you have, all you have to do is go to, what is it, IMDb, and look at the list of shows. And how do you remember? You don't easily remember all
okay,
of
wait
this
a minute,
stuff.
Doug. You found the Electra Woman and Diana Girl logo song, and you can't find my resume.
I know.
I talked to your researchers.
Okay,
you figure.
The most fun thing I've done lately is I appeared for the first time as myself on a show called Drop Dead Diva.
And so this show is awesome, and it just got renewed again, and the finale is coming up, right?
The finale is this Sunday night, 9 o'clock on Lifetime. And I did not know it was renewed, Jennifer. I've been asking and asking. I'm so glad
I just got the news. So, yes, congratulations.
Yay, I'm so pleased. Those people deserve to be on for years and years and years.
I was called
by the producers and asked to come in and play myself. And I thought, huh? What does that mean? So I flew down to Atlanta, which is where they film. And did their show with they'd written a show where I play myself based around one of the characters being in love with my character, and it is hilarious and clever, and you must watch on Sunday.
All right, so 9 o'clock on Lifetime Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Central.
Give Doug the premise of the show, Deidre? Because
I don't know anything about it.
Because you don't know
exactly,
right? Oh, my
goodness,
right?
Of course. It's a story of a woman who was sort of a vapid, gorgeous model type who is in a car crash and ends up dying, but not dying, but coming back in a different body. And she comes back as this overweight, very smart, very precise attorney. You've seen the promos where the new character is on downstage, and there's a shadowy figure of a thin, sexy woman in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you haven't. Okay, Doug.
And that's you.
But you saw the logo for Electra Woman. I'm just stunned.
Yeah.
He likes replays.
Anyway, so the stories are based upon the fact that she has come back to life in a different body, mm-hmm. and she is working for her former fiancé. With whom she is still in love, and it's several people know who she is. It sounds a little silly, but it is so cleverly done, and it's
a very
for the
smart
entire
show.
Family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you in love?
Still appropriate.
Are you in love, Deirdre, at the moment?
Am I in love?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Do you want to be?
You know what? I would love to be in love. What a funny question.
Oh.
I would love that.
I don't know. I suppose you know
lots of people down there in D.C., but. I'm not there.
Yeah, no, I just think sometimes people get so focused on the person as a star, but you're a real person. You have, we all have our lives to lead, and sometimes people get a little too close or a little too, I don't know, whatever it is that these foolish magazines do. But I just, you know, you sound like a pretty with-it woman we've never talked before, and I thought I want to know whether you were in love, because I think that's one of the things that people love, we all love to love.
I will tell you a stranger thing about being in a daytime show, which is, you know, I was off for 2.5 years, and I was not in a relationship, and what I missed was the touching,
mm-hmm.
because Doing a soap means, any show means that you're touched by your makeup people, your hair people, your wardrobe people lovely leading man embraces you, kisses you, and tells you, you know, wonderful things about yourself. And it translates on the spirit as being loved.
Yeah.
And I had missed the tactile feeling of being in a place where everybody is touching each other.
Mm-hmm. It is one of the most important things a human being can experience. Lovely to meet you and talk with you. Again, the Drop Dead Diva season finale is on Sunday, this Sunday, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central Time on Lifetime.
Tell them one more thing. If they have not yet seen the show, go on my website, DeidreHall.com, and we have pictures from the first episode.
All right, very cool. Deidre, thank you. Nice to meet with you and learn more about you and
thanks,
what's
Jennifer.
Going on. Yeah. Take good care.
Thank you.
It's 17 after the hour on Good Day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
As Americans transition from lackadaisical summer schedules back into hectic school and work mode, Sargento Foods Incorporated encourages adults to embrace the mini meal to balance daily eating. Snacking intake averages about 580 calories each day, and according to registered dietitian and Sargento spokesperson Elizabeth Ward, those extra calories often have very little or no nutritional value.
Hectic schedules can make it too easy to choose unhealthy convenience foods that do nothing for metabolism or energy levels. Incorporating nutritious mini meals multiple times a day helps avoid those mid-afternoon slumps and fill in dietary gaps. I recommend choosing snacks with calcium, vitamin D, potassium, and dietary fiber. For your next afternoon fix, try a Sargento reduced-fat Colby Jack stick paired with carrots or celery. It's a quick and more wholesome on-the-go option than sweets or other processed cheese snacks.
For more information, visit Sargento.com.
More than 35 million people around the world are living with Alzheimer's, and millions more share their time, energy, and love as caregivers. The Alzheimer's Association is honoring these everyday heroes throughout September to commemorate World Alzheimer's Month. Don Sugg watched two of his sisters and several friends struggle with Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. On World Alzheimer's Day, Don Sugg is taking a big leap to raise awareness. Don is an Alzheimer's hero.
I cannot stand by and do nothing. So instead, I jump out of planes. At 96 years old, I will skydive on September the 21st. Some people are afraid of heights, but we can all do something in this fight against Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's is a sixth leading cause of death in the United States and the only cause of death among the top 10 without a way to prevent, cure, or even slow its progression. Please join the fight by visiting alz.org/WAM for ideas on how you can declare the end of Alzheimer's starts with me.
I said to Jennifer and Roberta that she's been married four times, and Jennifer says that's what they do.
She's a soap star. That's what they do.
All right, I just connected on one of my social networks. LinkedIn has connected me to Anita Bonita. What a great name.
Ooh.
A broadcasting professional named Anita Bonita. I wanted to link to her because of her name. 21 after on Good Day.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Vadini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Days for this, the 23rd, first day of fall. Actually, first full day of fall until tomorrow. This is the first day for Librans, the calendar for Libra or Librans. Yes.
I get along with Libras.
Do you really?
Yes, because I'm an Aquarius, so I get along with them and Geminis.
Yeah.
So I'm a Gemini.
Yes.
You're a Gemini?
Yes, I am.
No, you get along with Libras and Aquarius.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Get along with my son. He's a Libra. As well. So, who do we have here for the 23rd? Steve Boone is the bass player for the Lovin' Spoonful. Crank this up, Michael. It's a great, great pop hit. As were all of their songs. Just very cool stuff. Let's see, what else? You Didn't Have to Be So Nice. Daydream. Did you ever make up your mind? Ever have to make up your mind? Summer in the City. Rain on the Roof. Nashville Cats. Darling, Be Home Soon. What a string of hits. Steve Boone, born in the state 1943. So happy birthday to him. Today's birthday of Mickey Rooney, whose real name is Joseph Ewell Jr. Did you know that? Born in the state 1920. We were talking about him because he was in... what was the movie?
Night at the Museum.
Night at the Museum, right, exactly. All right, let's see here also, Pat Suzuki's birthday is today, born in the state 1931. Bob Vogel, big football player, born in the state 1941. Next up, Julio Iglesias.
To all the girls I love
before. Willie Nelson.
I can almost smell the funk in here.
He's set the Guinness Book of Records.
For the most pot smoked ever.
No, that's Willie Nelson, but this is a song he did with Julio. Here's Julio Iglesias. Put Willie Nelson off the front page.
Will the girls say once?
Hello, Julio.
You Merry Christmas.
No, that's Jose Feliciano.
Oh, wrong one, sorry.
Yeah. You're going to have to work with folks. Yeah, before it's gone.
We're playing these cuts a little long, aren't we? Done yet?
I'm sitting here cracking up listening to this.
Wait till the next birthday.
All right. Well, yeah. Next up is Bruce, the boss.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Born in the state, 1949.
That's Paul just like Peterson, his best sound, Glory Days.
The actor from Donna Reed and...
Oh, yeah.
It's a Wonderful Life. It's born this day, 1945. He's in the Mickey Mouse Club. That's how we get started. Mary Kay Place, probably first known for being in The Big Chill. Was in a movie last year with Alec Baldwin and Meryl Streep. What was it called? It's difficult. It's complicated.
Complicated.
Yeah, she was in that movie. It's a good movie, actually. But got an Emmy Award for being in Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman. Bruce is 62. Looks pretty good. All right, next up is Jason Alexander.
Seinfeld.
He's also been in a lot of other stuff. He was in ER. Did you know that? Got a lot of Broadway, apparently. I didn't know that. Did you know that, Roberta?
No, I didn't know
got
that.
A lot of Broadway stuff, yeah. A lot of movies.
Ticket like... Taker, Candy Salesman.
Yeah. Right, yeah, yeah. Martin Page. Kind of know this. 52 today. I don't know that much about this guy. Oh, okay. No, so, yeah, that's a good song. Yeah, that's a good song. Jason Carter, Marcus on Babylon 551 today.
Money 911 by Gene Chotsky is AARP financial educator John Dauphiné's pick for a good, solid book about money.
She has a no-nonsense jargon-free style to answering readers' questions, no matter how complicated they might be.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. More after this.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. Every day, over 6 million older Americans face the threat of hunger. In just 2 years, the number of people suffering more than doubled. That's why I teamed up with AARP and AARP Foundation for the drive to end hunger. We're determined to put a stop to this problem, but we can't do it alone. Join the fight by texting HUNGER to 50555 to make a $10 donation to AARP Foundation, because with more and more people going hungry, every second counts.
Message and data rates may apply. You will receive 2 confirmation texts. Full terms at mgive.org/T.
Money 911 is an easy-to-understand read that covers the basics and topics particularly relevant now.
So some examples are, what is a debt settlement company? You know, a lot of people are interested in potentially using one of these companies. What's the difference between Chapter 13, Chapter 11, and Chapter 7 bankruptcy? We hear about this all the time in the news, but many people couldn't tell you what the difference is.
What do you need to know about inheriting money and how to manage it? Issues involving joint bank accounts. Gene Chotsky's Money 911 covers a lot. I'll link you to Chotsky's blog. She's a regular on the Today Show. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning, and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Calling all shooters, Opsgear.com is your source for targets and head-to-toe tactical gear. This week only, radio listeners save 25% on our exclusive shooting targets. We've got training targets, 3D targets, Zombie Osama, and our exclusive real threat targets. Check them out at Opsgear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save 25% on all Opsgear targets. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at Opsgear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Take home improvement tips for 300, Alex.
All right. I'll take hot co-hostesses for 1,000, Alex.
Hi. We have a special guest here, a gentleman who is no stranger to the program. So if we're playing Jeopardy, the question is this. Well, you have to come up with a question. This phrase for a house that keeps needing costly repairs is also the name of a home improvement radio show. The question is...
Huh? What is
the money pit?
Pit?
What is the money pit?
Woohoo!
Nice, you can finally come to the party there, pal.
Well,
right,
I'll tell you what, you know you've made it when your show is the answer to a Jeopardy question, huh?
That's right.
This is Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. And the other night on Jeopardy, the question was, as I just repeated it, this phrase for a house that keeps needing costly repairs. Also, this was the name of a home improvement radio show. It was worth $1,000, this question.
It was. And I hear the contestant got it right, too. So
yeah.
I'm very happy with some money in folks' pockets, just like we do by answering those questions every week on the radio show.
But
I got to tell you, what a surprise it was, what a shock.
Yeah.
To hear them use the name of the program as the answer to the question, just fantastic.
All right, so if we were to turn this around, because as Rich will tell you, it's always all about me.
That's right.
How would we do, what would be the question, what would the answer, or the question would be, what's the Doug Steffen Good Day program? So how would we set up a question? It isn't a question.
Man, that's a loaded load. I can have so much fun with this one.
Oh, I have one.
What?
The radio show with the best co-host on the radio.
Oh, nice.
Hottest.
This nationally syndicated radio show morning host is also a dairy farmer.
Who is Doug Steffen?
There you go.
Who's Doug Steffen?
All right. So that's not so hard. Could do that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I tickled myself and probably a few other people, too, with my response to that, and when I saw that,
that's
I thought,
great.
And if it weren't for this radio program, you'd be
that's
nothing.
Right.
You'd
that's
be
right.
Nowhere. You'd be a nobody.
Yeah.
That's so fun, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm very
thanks
excited
you guys,
for
we're
you.
Now, yeah. Thanks to you guys, we're now part of pop culture.
Hey, that's it. All right. You can go back to bed now.
Thanks,
we
guys.
Help make people let's succeed.
See
not
you,
ourselves.
Go back to fixing something.
Right.
Or something.
Yeah. What did you just say, Jennifer?
I said, we make people succeed, not ourselves.
Yeah, right. But you know what?
We're the launch pad for success.
We are. Yeah. Like a trampoline for people. Gigantic.
Trampoline. The key word in that.
Right, exactly. All right. So cool. I have some good news here, Rich.
You do?
I do. Let me go back to the money pit becoming a household word, household name, household phrase.
Screaming in your window.
This was just announced within the last hour, in case you did not hear it. The lawyer announcing this morning, the lawyer for the two Americans jailed as spies in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
They paid $1 million to get them out.
Who's paying that $1 million?
You know, I don't know where the $1 million
yes,
came
you do.
From. I do?
Yeah.
Is it taxpayer money?
Sure.
Oh, great.
Come on now.
I didn't know it was taxpayer money.
You think the families really have $1 million?
No. So we paid $1 million?
These people are obviously from gene lines that aren't too bright.
Yeah, they go over the Iraq border. They were arrested on the border in July of 2009.
Yeah,
2 years ago.
I've got an idea. Let's go hiking on the Iran-Iraq border doing
conflict. With our
conflict.
Video camera. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
morons.
They get it sentenced to 8 years in jail. And it shows you how justice works over there and a lot of other countries as well. You pay and you get out. That's it. That's all. They want your money and they want to embarrass us. I'm a dinner jacket, appeared to have been trying to get the Americans released in time for his arrival at the UN.
That was nice.
Yeah.
You should travel back together.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He really wanted it.
Meanwhile, these people will be showing up on the Today Show and
as
all
heroes,
these tabloids and getting
instead
paid
of morons.
And getting paid $1 zillion for their story.
Right.
Yeah.
So he turned a good story into something not so good, but at least they're out.
There's a million other places to go hiking. I could take him around L.A. Come on.
Right. You could do like Andrea Metcalf did and hike up Mount Kilimanjaro. I got an email from her yesterday. She said it was the most grueling thing she has ever done in her life.
Really?
Yep.
Did she finish?
Yeah. She got to the top.
Good.
Yep. And is now on her way back again and said she'd be here on Thursday. But she just said it was the toughest thing. Can you imagine, for those who don't know the story, Andrea Metcalf, who most of you know either from being here or being elsewhere, is a fitness expert and is very visible in magazines and newspapers, writes books, that sort of thing, on television. So, and she also does our fitness expertise. And she decided, she was invited, she put together a story, five women who had survived different types of cancer and took them on this hike. Mount Kilimanjaro is the highest mountain in Africa. Went to Africa, did a lot of work with certain groups who were in need, and then they started the climb, brought a television crew for a television program with her, and climbed the mountain. I think it took them 5.5 days. They stayed in caves on the mountain side as they went up the mountain. Very grueling. Well, you can just imagine. If you've ever climbed any kind of a mountain, whether it's a mountain in New Hampshire, whether it's a mountain in Colorado, wherever it is, it's especially as the air gets lighter, it's tough on your system. That's putting it mildly. It's a challenge. And the higher the mountain, the fewer people make it. That's why it's called a conquest. You want to go to Mount Everest, highest peak in the world. What is it, 26,000 feet or something?
Mm-hmm.
Mount Everest?
Yeah, somewhere.
You know how many miles? That's 5 miles up. 5 miles up. There's no oxygen, miles to anything. At 10,000 feet, you lose what is bad. That's why when you go to I've been up with some friends who have a house in Colorado, and it's up, mountain's about 2 miles up. Denver's called a mile high city. Go up another mile.
Yeah.
And you really do feel it when you're breathing.
Oh, sure you do.
Feel a lot of difference. So imagine if you're up 5 miles, which is where a lot of planes on a short hop from, let's say, Boston to New York, planes fly at about 24, 25,000 feet. All right, that's where they are, and they're
isn't that amazing to think about that?
Yeah, and you have to have oxygen on a plane at 10,000 feet. So imagine the taxation and all the stuff, television crew, and all the things you got to bring with you in case there's a problem. So good luck to her, and what do they say? Godspeed.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right, 19 before the hour. I have promised that I will teach you a dozen different ways to stretch out a rubber band. Everybody ready for this?
Sure. Yes.
This could be the highlight of the program. Richie, the highlights, The audio highlights.
Band. Should I grab one?
A rubber band?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Let's see what I got here.
I was actually at a party a few weeks ago, and the host was wrestling with a jar of honey in the kitchen. Couldn't unscrew the lid. She was about to get her boyfriend to have him finish the job, and I asked her if she'd ever used a rubber band. She said, "What for?" I said, "For stubborn tops like this. You wrap a rubber band around the perimeter of the lid a couple of times before you try to open it.
Give you
have
a
you ever
traction.
Tried that?"
Yeah, it's like...
No, that's a good idea.
Yeah. In the olden days, they used to have those rubber mats.
Right, exactly. Right, Richie. You're correct. Yeah. Put them around it. It acts as a grip and makes it about 1,000 times easier to undo. So this got me to thinking about the other uses for a rubber band. And that led me to a really helpful post on the subject. There's a blog, Richie, Mark and Angel Hack Life. All right, you want to check that out? Mark and Angel Hack Life. M-A-R-C and Angel Hack Life.
Mark and Angel Hack Life.
Hack Life, right, exactly. All right. All right, here's something. Paint can marker. If you're partially finished with a can of paint, wrap a rubber band around the exterior at the same level as the paint that's inside so that you can tell at a glance how much you have left. How about that? That's pretty
good. Good idea.
You like that? Okay. Any ideas? You get a prize for an idea that I don't come up with here. How to use a rubber band, 800-510-8255. Let's see here. For a pencil eraser, fold a rubber band a few times to rub off pencil doodles. Right? It's like an eraser.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, that's smart.
To keep soap output in check, loop a rubber band around the neck of the pump on a liquid soap dispenser to control how much soap comes out with every use.
Yeah, that's so cheap.
I like that. For the queen, where's the queen of cheap when we need her?
Come on.
Yeah.
As a bookmark, wrap a band around a page you finished reading.
That I like.
Right? You don't have to worry about losing your place.
I've done that before where it goes around the page and then on the outside of the book.
Yeah. To manage stray wires or yarn, wrap cords and balls of yarn or thread in bands to prevent them from being tangled. I like to do that with cords that I have around here for microphones and stuff. You can baby-proof cabinets. You bind knobs with rubber bands to keep them firmly shut. Ever done that? Put two of them there together? You know what I'm talking about?
I get what you're saying. Yes, yeah. I haven't done it.
All right, for the remote control pad, wrap the base with a band. Keeps your remote from sliding off the coffee table.
Oh, that's a good one.
And it keeps the furniture being scratched by it as well.
Smart.
All right, here's how you make a broom last. When the bristles on a broom get tired and start to spread out, wrap a couple of rubber bands close to the base to keep them tight. How's that for? Got to be a big rubber band. That's a good idea,
yeah.
Right?
No, they're saying you can use several rubber bands for the whole
thing. Yeah, probably, yeah. Kitty-proof your toilet paper to keep your cat from pawing at the end. Wrap a band around a roll of toilet paper.
There you go.
Or throw the cat outside. One of the other.
Throw my daughter outside. Oh, my goodness, with the toilet paper.
Here's a bottle gripper to keep shampoos and conditioners from slipping from your hands in the shower. Wrap rubber bands around the middle to make them easier to grip.
Oh, that's a good idea, too.
How's that?
I hate dropping the soap in the shower.
Here's another. keep a sliced apple fresh. After you slice an apple into wedges, if you reassemble the wedges so the apple looks intact and wrap a band around it, it allows the browning process to slow down. Right? You want a brown bag lunch? This is something that you do.
We have that
slice
problem
up
with
the
Sean's
apple
for lunch.
There you go. So here's the idea, Richie. And you can thank me for having discovered it.
You know, this website is awesome.
You like this website?
Let me read to you some of the other posts that they have.
Yeah?
Just the list. We won't get into it. 50 things everyone should know how to do. 18 things I wish someone told me when I was 18.
Uh-huh.
28 dignified ways to impress everyone around you.
So why don't we just post that
on
the
neat website,
DougStefan.com.
7 clever Google tricks worth knowing.
Yeah. All right. So send, if you want, I'm happy to attach. I don't know these people from a hole in the
No, world. I don't either, but it's a neat website.
Mark and Angel Hack Life. That is the inferences. The website will help you with your life. Hack is
the number
a good
one
term,
thing I
yeah.
wish somebody told me when I was 18.
Yeah.
Commit yourself to making lots of mistakes. Mistakes teach you important lessons.
Yes,
they
do.
That's a good thing to know.
Yep, they do. Absolutely. All right, so we've solved another problem. Oops, wait a minute. I'm not supposed to use that word anymore. We've given you ideas for situations. Is that better?
There you go.
Hi, it's 14 for the hour and good day.
As Americans transition from lackadaisical summer schedules back into hectic school and work mode, Sargento Foods Incorporated encourages adults to embrace the mini meal to balance daily eating. Snacking intake averages about 580 calories each day, and according to registered dietitian and Sargento spokesperson Elizabeth Ward, those extra calories often have very little or no nutritional value.
Hectic schedules can make it too easy to choose unhealthy convenience foods that do nothing for metabolism or energy levels. Incorporating nutritious mini meals multiple times a day helps avoid those mid-afternoon slumps and fill in dietary gaps. I recommend choosing snacks with calcium, vitamin D, potassium, and dietary fiber. For your next afternoon fix, try a Sargento reduced-fat Colby Jack stick paired with carrots or celery. It's a quick and more wholesome on-the-go option than sweets or other processed cheese snacks.
For more information, visit Sargento.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
One of the events that changed world history is now being commemorated in Germany. The Protestant Reformation, the movement to reform the practice of Christianity during the 16th and 17th centuries, is currently being celebrated during the Luther decade from 2008 to 2017. It culminates in 2017 with the 500th anniversary celebration of the iconic Reformation leader Martin Luther nailing the 95 Theses to the Wittenberg Church. A new website dedicated to North America, visit-luther.com, is explaining festivities to celebrate Luther's life. Visit-luther.com introduces the American public to the fascinating aspects of life back then, providing information on Luther's life and the places he lived in Luther country. Many photographs show how well the small towns and cities have preserved this precious heritage up to today. To learn more about Martin Luther's life, Luther country, and how to get there, visit www.visit-luther.com.
Easy as it is for me to throw cold water on a celebration, I'm sitting here looking at a picture of mistletoe.
Your cow mistletoe?
Yep.
Oh. Mistletoe is his cow that he had to put to sleep yesterday. She was 15 years old. So kind of like
she was born, actually, about 15. She was born on Christmas Eve. Hmm. What would be, it was 15, it would have been 1996, I believe, or 95, one or the other. I went out to see her, gave her a piece of pizza. Cows love.
You gave her pizza?
Yeah, cows love pizza.
That's cute.
Love anything with bread. Anyway, but she had hips and couldn't get up. She hadn't been able to move for 4 days, so we had to put her out.
Oh, no. Poor baby.
Sweet, sweet cow, though. 51 after.
Christmas, just like the one.
We
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at bestbloodsupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Between the stock market and the job market, it's hard to find any good news. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's start on Wall Street, where the Dow took another nosedive yesterday. A 391-point drop for the Dow. Pete Najarian of OptionMonster.com says news from two areas of the world are affecting our market.
The European situation just continues to deteriorate. That's been part of the problem with the market over the last several sessions. And you get a PMI number of China that shows some cooling.
And when you look at the bigger picture, Najarian says there is an overall anxiety that is creating an atmosphere that is not conducive to buying stocks. In other words,
people have been looking for an opportunity to sell.
And selling is what they're doing. Reaction to the sell-off from some investors passing by on Wall Street?
It's sad. We're on the eve of destruction. It really is. We have no plans. We don't know where we're coming and going.
Eve of destruction, he said. There are many who might agree, especially when you throw in the job situation. President Obama was out there stumping for his jobs bill yesterday, standing at Cincinnati's Brent Spence Bridge. The president called it a bridge in serious need of renovation.
And it's in such poor condition that it's been labeled functionally obsolete. That doesn't sound good, does it?
By the way, that bridge links Ohio and Kentucky. Ohio, the home state of Republican House Speaker John Boehner. Kentucky, the home state of Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. Coincidence?
What do you think?
Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Schultz Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Schultz Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to walmart.com and search Dr. Schultz Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
Here
Here are those numbers from Wall Street once again. The Dow off 391 points yesterday to 10,734. S&P tumbled 37. NASDAQ with a loss of 83. Oil prices had a 4% drop to a six-week low, down over $5 a barrel to $80.51. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center keeping a close eye on Tropical Storm Ophelia in the Atlantic and Hurricane Hillary in the Pacific. Neither is expected to create any significant complications for the U.S. Meanwhile, on this first day of autumn, which officially arrived at 4 minutes past 5 o'clock Eastern time this morning, much of the eastern seaboard is forecast to be hit with heavy rain today right through the weekend. The National Weather Service has issued flood watches over a 700-mile-long stretch from central North Carolina to eastern Massachusetts. Something else other than rain will be falling from the sky today. We're talking about that satellite the size of a school bus expected to crash to Earth today. A Toronto man who's tracking this satellite says there's only one real guarantee about where it's going to head.
Somewhere on Earth. I know that frustrates people who might want to see it, but satellite decays are notoriously difficult, pretty much impossible to predict with any kind of precision.
That's Ted Molzan, who says parts of the U.S. could see this satellite streak across the sky. We are told there's a very small chance the satellite could actually hit North America, with a 1 in 3,200 chance it might hit someone on the ground. I've said it before, I'll say it again, I'm wearing a helmet today. And finally, another Republican presidential debate held last night, this one in Orlando, Florida, aired on Fox. Lots of big subjects came up. There were some lighter moments as well. For instance, Texas Governor Rick Perry was asked about who he might choose as a running mate.
I don't know how you would do this, but if you could take Herman Cain and mate him up with Newt Gingrich, I think you would have a couple of really interesting guys.
And you also had former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson in the mix as well. Johnson, well aware many people don't even know he is a presidential candidate, but he had the best one-liner of the night, in which he criticized President Obama for a lack of job creation.
My next-door neighbor's two dogs have created more shovel-ready jobs than this current administration.
Now, that is a winner of a line, and he does deserve lots of attention after coming up with that gem. You'll hear that line over and over today. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup. We'll be right back.